In the annex of Nebojsa Tower, visitors can acquaint themselves with the history of this medieval landmark from its construction up until the present day. The exhibition on the ground floor is dedicated to the times when the tower was used as a dungeon, a place of torture and captivity. At the same time, the exhibition pays artistic homage to all the victims of torture and imprisonment. On the first floor, a multimedia exhibit presents the personality, ideas, work, and legacy of Rigas Feraios. He was a famous Greek poet and revolutionary, and also a key figure for Greeks and other Balkan people on their road to freedom. Following the orders of the Sublime Porte, Rigas was, along with seven of his comrades, captured and imprisoned in Nebojsa Tower, where he was executed on June 13, 1798. The exhibition on the second floor is dedicated to the First Serbian Uprising and the formation of the modern Serbian state at the beginning of the 19th century. As you explore the exhibition, you'll become acquainted with the main causes of the uprising in Turkish-controlled Belgrade. You'll also see exhibits dedicated to the rebels' military operations, Karađorđe, and the eminent personalities of the First Serbian Uprising, as well as the creation of the modern Serbian state and its first institutions, the military, the government, and educational institutions. On the top level of Nebojsa Tower is an exhibit exploring the history of Belgrade, which evolved from an Ottoman border fortress into the capital of the vassal principality of Serbia. In this exhibit, you'll see a multimedia display that shows the beginning of the Second Serbian Uprising in 1815, the role and influence of Prince Miloš Obrenović in gaining autonomy for his country and creating the Principality of Serbia, the development of the Serbian community in Belgrade, Ottoman Belgrade and the life of its multicultural inhabitants, and the transformation of Belgrade from an Oriental to a Central European city.